It is a pleasure and a blessing to be here tonight. Will you help me preach? All right, church, let's go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you for each and every one that's here. And God, I know that you do not set a group of people together for naught, but Lord, this is for a purpose and for a reason. But I just thank you for another time, Lord, to get to preach. And God, we'll never take for granted the good things that you share, God, with us through the word. And I just pray that whomever this is for, that it changed their life and that they never be the same. Praise the Lord. And the church said, amen. Hallelujah. We're going to read in the book of Genesis, 37th chapter, in the first verse. And it said, and Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. We'll stop right there for a minute and go back and read about this. This goes through a little bit of the lineage of Jacob, and then it begins to open up and speak about Joseph. He was sort of at a young age, but the one thing that Joseph possessed amidst all of his brothers and his sister was favor. I want you to go ahead and say the word favor with me tonight. Say favor. Amen. I'm glad tonight that when we are saved and set aside from sin, that God didn't just leave it with salvation, but there was a garment that he laid upon us. And when I look back at when God saved me, I didn't realize the moment when I received the coat of favor. I remember one day when I was looking for a job and wasn't able to find one. And I remember the first time I ever prayed that prayer for God to open up that door. And all of a sudden, there was something within me that just had to believe that it was going to happen. And even though I didn't deserve it, and even though I may not have been qualified all the way, nonetheless, the door was open for me. I didn't really understand what had happened at the time. All that I knew was that I was very thankful to receive what I had. As I've went on in my life through trials and things that I faced, sometimes I didn't see the favor that was upon me. But the one thing that I know now is that I walk in God's favor each and every day. Each person in this room right now, you may not feel like that you've got it on, and you may not understand what it is that you're going through, but God put this on my heart tonight to come and preach this very thought with you. Joseph started out with a coat of favor, but his life and his testimony wasn't always glamorous. It wasn't always wonderful, and he had moments in his life where he could have very well threw off the good things that was instilled in his life at a young age, but yet he held on. He had something with him that was with him through everything. He wasn't alone. In his young age, God gave Joseph a dream, and Joseph, not knowing of the cruelty of life, opened up his heart to his brothers and to his father and said, listen to what God has given me. Openly, willingly sharing that dream that God had gave him. And isn't it just how it is when we as Christians begin our walk with such zeal, such boldness, without fear, going and testifying to everybody we know, going and sharing the good news of God, trying to get everybody knowing about what God had put inside of you. But as we know, that dream was not well received. It was interpreted well, but it was not received well. There was those around him that were close to him that did not find Joseph in good favor in their eyes, because it went against their very nature of what they were going to receive. The dream was speaking to the inheritance and to the blessings that they would have. So after they interpreted this dream, the brothers were not too keen on it. Then God gave him another dream that was talking about the stars and the moon and how that they would would begin to bow, speaking to the favor of God over his life. And yet again, it was interpreted well, but all the while, the brothers were not too happy with the dream that they heard. And when I look back on this scripture now, I used to see it just in the way that it read, but God has been dealing with my heart about a whole new thing when I read this scripture. When I read this now, I realize that the enemy is trying to seek whom he may devour and destroy. And there are those few good things that we get in this life that nobody can take. And if God has put a calling in your life and a dream in your spirit, I encourage you tonight that though there may be people around you that may not interpret very well what God has put in you, to hang on to what he's put in you, because it's the one thing that when you're sold into slavery and when you're put into prison and when you're falsely accused, it's the one substance within you that you'll draw back on one day and say, God, I know that I'm going through a hard time right now, but this will not last forever. I remember the dream, Lord, that you gave me long ago. And when if you've ever received a good word from God, I encourage you to dig down in your spirit right now and put this devil on the run and say, you may not like me and you may not like what I'm called to do, but I'm here because I have a dream in the depths of my spirit, and I wear a coat that is not my own. When I laid off my sins and accepted salvation, I wear a garment that has favor all over it. When I go into a room, I'm not received the same way that I would have used to been, but I'm received in a brand new way. When God puts me in a church to preach, it's not you that likes me for my personality, but it's the linking up of the Holy Ghost as we're here in this place. You might not receive me as Jared, but you've got to learn to receive God as the Spirit. When you have a dream put down in your spirit, don't let it go. It would have been easy for Joseph to have given up in that time. Given away by his brothers. Told his father that he was dead. Church, hang on with me. Sold into slavery. Thrown out from his family. All seemed grim and dark and without hope. And I'm speaking a word of prophecy to some people in here tonight. What you're going through may look dark, and you may not see the hope in it. But I want you to see Joseph tonight in a brand new way. Consider with me, when Jesus was brought into this world, he, like Joseph, was brought in very humbly. He was brought in low esteem. He wasn't brought up in any castle, but he was brought up in the midst of ruin. Putting yourself being born in a barn, you wouldn't consider yourself very much. But he was brought up in a humble beginning. And Joseph was brought up in humble beginnings. And like Joseph, Jesus was brought up in exalted, not through being lifted up by people, but it was by the suffering that he faced that he be lifted up. And the suffering would have never happened had he not faced some things in his life that would cause him to believe all the word that he had heard and that was implanted into him. There was something Joseph hung on to even when his brothers cast him away. There was still a dream within him that he still loved his brothers, and he still saw them as one that would bow, and he didn't let go. Even when he went and gave the dream unto the baker, and even when he gave the dream unto the other one, and he spoke to them and interpreted to that, he said, would you remember me? And even when they forgot him, he still had on favor. He still had on the coat of that which God had gave him. No matter what it is that you're going through, and how much that the devil is trying to darken your vision of where God is taking you, I want to remind you tonight that before you're ever exalted into high places, that you must learn to walk in suffering to be able to endure as Christ did. If you see that walk of Christ through Joseph, you'll understand that there was many points where man came against man. And in that time when Christ walked, the Jews that sought to go against him and sought for him to be dead in the same way that they sought Joseph to be dead, but yet all the while they not knowing that they were going to be the very instrument that caused him to rise unto power. Though his brethren thought that they were destroying Joseph and putting him to death and getting rid of his body, that same favor went forth with him and rose him up to be a king. And for that stirs me in the depths of my spirit, because there's some days where I get beat up by so much flesh that I wonder what it is to even be a Christian anymore. I find Christians today that have more foul language than sinners. I find Christians today that say they believe but only judge one another. I find Christians today that can sing praise and worship and not feel a thing inside of their heart. I find Christians today that will go out into sin and live it every day and feel no conviction by the anointing of God. I find people today that God has given great things, yet we squander it in the middle of giving up, in the middle of a trial. But I've got to remind every one of us in here that it's not green pastures in all of our life, but there will be things that will lower you to a humble state. But through the suffering, if you will hang on and endure for a little while, you'll be changed into a new thing, and it will not bother you the same way that it used to. God will begin to work a work in your spirit, and you'll be lifted up as Christ was. Those same devils that are coming against you right now will be the very instrument that will lift you up to be exalted. That same thing that's beat you up week after week will be the very thing that causes you to rise. I don't know if I'm getting this out enough tonight, but if we don't learn to cast off the weights that beset us and to trust God, we'll lose the dream that He'd given us to live by. What God gave me through this, Doris, is the same things that I've let discourage me are now the things that I'm looking for to embrace. Because if you can learn to overcome a few people disagreeing with you, to still obey God, and you can still preach even when everybody gets quiet on you, and if you can still praise Him even when people say they love Him but yet will not give reverence, there is blessings to be had if you will deliver a hard word when God gives it to you and take a stand. You will be blessed for it. Joseph just didn't stumble into a crown. There was a walk to be had for him. He didn't just obtain the highest point without having to suffer in the lowest. And I know that some of us tonight may feel so low that we can't even get our hands lifted up to give God praise. And I want to speak to you tonight directly and tell you that this is your season of suffering, but it will not last forever. For those that will be faithful and receive the blessing unto their spirit as if you already have it, it will be on the way. And the word says, and you shall have it. There may be some of us tonight that's been going through some battles, but I want to remind you that that is the perfect opportunity for you to rise out of prison and to put on a crown as only given by the Spirit of God. Won't you wonder with me tonight what it is that gave Joseph the dream even before the Holy Ghost descended into man? It was God's love to give man hope that though we may not see it when we feel bad, if we hope for a better day, there will be a blessing ahead of us. I don't know who I'm preaching to right now, but I want to remind you that the prison is only a phase to where you're really going, and that being in bondage and slavery is only a small part of where your life is going. It is not forever. There is a favor. Praise God. There is favor on your life. Do not be deceived by the enemy. There is a coat of favor on your life, for your family, for your home. Do not be deceived. Though the devil may beat you up, tell him, I've got a coat of favor on me tonight. I've got favor all over me. I'm stepping into a new thing. I will not give up in this prison. I will come out of this a changed creature. I will not settle when people will not praise. I will not give up when they won't pray for the lost. I'll get down another night. I'll stay down another 10 minutes. I'll call out their names. I won't give up on what God has called me to do. You see, God didn't give Joseph the dream so he could go back to his brothers and say, I told you so. He didn't give it to him as a sign of the prosperity, but he gave him those dreams so that when he came into a hard time, he would have something to hang on to. He didn't go through being in slavery without something from God to bring him through it. Now get a hold of this nugget tonight. This is as good a word as you'll find anywhere. If you will get a hold of what God pours out unto you, whether it be at church, whether it be when you pray in the morning, if you receive that into your spirit, then when the trouble comes to you, you won't be looking at the trouble, but you'll be drawing into the spirit man that God is pouring into. God will never feed into your flesh. In fact, everything that God does is spiritual, and it doesn't make sense. It defies our senses. You will never see the blessing of God coming right in front of you. It does not make sense. You won't smell it coming, but it's something that you'll know and discern in your heart as you pray that God will do. As an example, if I had known that I was going to get my first job at LMU, I wouldn't have applied to 20 other places. I would have just said, you know what? That's where I'm going to get it. I'll just wait on them to give me a call. But there had to be something on my part that took action on faith, believing that I'm going to get a job. You might be waiting for somebody to hand you a written contract that's going to guarantee you that you'll get to teach, preach, sing this many times throughout the rest of your life. But I'm here to tell you that we have no promise of tomorrow. But what we do have today is what God is pouring in even tonight. I could have very well sat down tonight in my own prison, in my own bondage. But you know what I'm choosing to do in the middle of my trials? I'm going back to a brighter day when God moved mightily. I'm going back to days where I remember dancing in the Spirit, and then all of a sudden my feet don't feel so heavy anymore, and I go back to days when I didn't have any money to pay, and I look back and I know that the same God that paid the bills when I didn't have it is the same God that'll pay debts that I pray for every day. I look back to times when the church was full and people loved to come to church, and I say, God, I don't see it right now with my eyes, but I receive a full church ready and willing to serve you. I hold on to the dream. It's not some far-fetched thing. It's not something that's beyond our grasp, but it's something as we draw back into the good things that God has put in us, we're able to endure the bad times. It's so easy to read through the story of Joseph and see how many times his human nature was provoked to fail. The devil will not come just one time and leave you alone. He will provoke you continually until you have power within you to take dominion over what he would do against you. Now, I remember there was a time where I would let people easily agitate me, and I would have enemies before they even knew that I was mad at them. In my mind, I already wrote them off. In my mind, I was already upset. You might as well forget it, not try to buddy-buddy with me and befriend me. There was a time in my life where I was easily provoked, but as I have grown in God, I realize that when I look back on the good things, that even when people do things that they don't mean to do, that I still love them anyway. We're talking about a day where Christians can't even come together and fellowship with one another, knowing that they believe the same thing, knowing that they love the same God, knowing that they're there for the same purpose. So riddle with me tonight. Why is it so hard sometimes to get into God's presence when we all serve the same God and we all love him for the blessings he gives all of us? The one thing I will tell you is that it's the same enemy that tried to attack him in prison, the same enemy that falsely accused Joseph
Joseph. It's the same enemy that accused Christ falsely. It's the same enemy that put him on the cross that is coming against God's church today. It's coming through discord, and it's going through rumors, and it's going through direct confrontation. It's going through text messages. It's going through Facebook. It's going through any means and medium that you will allow it to go. Until we have dominion over our emotions, we'll never get out of prison, and we'll lift up our hands, but we won't feel delivered, and we'll preach, but not preach the truth, and we'll sing, but without conviction.